A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This program is intended for mature audiences only.
You are now listening to Observable Radio.
If you're listening to this without permission, please stop. This is not for you. Trapper. I suppose you become an article of faith now. I'm allowing myself one. I am, in many respects, a fundamentally lazy man. But this time, I would prefer not to surrender. And so, you're real, until proven otherwise. I keep saying that I've slept. Right now, I sure feel like I have, but...
There's no bed in here. Never has been.
And I certainly have no memory of dozing, just being tired and then not. So, let's chew on that for a moment. The other thing we have to acknowledge is the voice. You know the one. The one that doesn't make any sense. The one that shot me once upon a time. I can't justify this, but it feels like he was talking to me. Right now, what I don't have is answers, but I do have time. So, you and I are going to keep listening together until we find some answers, or maybe think of the right question, because I am not going back outside. Okay? Okay. Together. Here goes.
The passing of Lord Osmond also marks the end of the House of Hanover Gore, one of the last genetic dynasties in the world. Lord Osmond was able to produce nearly 100 heirs in his lifetime, but none have survived to take the reins, and so the dynasty will be divided among his allies.
We've seen a distant drop in associated deaths following the worldwide ban on bioaccumulative poisons. Unintended target fatalities are virtually a thing of the past in the dynasties, and have been for more than a decade. I think that, above all, will be my legacy.
The Quartet Fact shows no sign of slowing, and it's possible that we've seen the end of the waltz dominating the airwaves, my good friends.
Going to do what you want me to do. I know you think you've bought peace, but I dearly hope you live to regret it for a very long time.
Alma, please.
With private cabins starting at just 20,000 unis, travel in style across the ocean in a state-of-the-art Corinthia airship. Rotterdam to Onondaga in less than 30 hours.
Alma C. Lawrence, following the dissolution of Hanover Gore and the untimely death of your father, dynastic control of the Golden Harvest Trading Company falls now to you. With it comes stewardship of the protectorates of Northumbria, Malapa, and Orkney. Here before representatives of the ruling council of the Confederation of Dynasties, do you accept this charge?
I do.
The Confederation recognizes you, Alma C. Lawrence. May your life be long and your issue be plentiful. To mark this moment, I understand you wish to address the Council.
That is correct. Members of the Council, I had no desire to take my father's place. This was his dream and far from mine. But he died just a week ago, choking on blood in front of his grandchildren. We know who was responsible, of course. The culprit left no evidence, thus it was all perfectly legal. I even know why my father was murdered, and I do not shirk from the honesty of that word. But I understand. I truly do. You had a belief. Some of you believed that I would be easier to control than my father. You have made an error. The length of the knife or the distance the bullet travels is immaterial. Murder is murder. Until that truth is written on your souls, I will bend the world at my disposal to make your days untenable. Thank you for your time. I cede the floor.
That was the dramatic scene earlier today in the Rotterdam Council House, when a quarterly stewardship ceremony took a surprising turn.
This next groove is an unrepentant throwback to a simpler, more elegant time when dealing with your problems required a little care and a touch of class. This is Bitter Almonds by Thor Edelwood and the Cartridge 3.
The Pharaoh himself was young when the poison almost took his life. When his father and mother, rest their souls, perished in the automobile accident that left the young Pharaoh as a legal target, despite all efforts to preserve his safety, there was an attempt on his life almost at once.
And this was not widely known until very recently.
We have been unwilling to discuss this in the past at the Pharaoh's own command. But now he feels it's important to acknowledge what occurred. He was a boy, 7 years old. He was almost killed and to this day suffers greatly due to the effects of the toxin.
In the past, you've said that his reticence to be in the public eye was a personal preference.
It is, but it is informed by how badly his mortal body was damaged in the attack.
So when the new dynastic steward, Miss C. Lorenz, made her address...
The Pharaoh felt like the time was right to join the discussion. Civilization is a conversation between all living beings within. Thus far, we have agreed with each generation to improve upon what has come before. The Pharaoh and I, as his regent, would like to put our voices behind Miss Lorenz. The time has come to discuss our relationship with what is, in fact, chemical violence.
That's quite an inflammatory way to phrase it, Vizier.
We have no desire to shame and judge others. Our dynasty is not blameless, but the call for change has come.
And you told me I was overreacting.
Fine. You were correct. This is a problem.
The girl has got to go.
Won't be that easy now. Everyone has their eyes on her.
That can be to our advantage.
Theriak of Blackpool, a name synonymous with safety, protection, and peace of mind. Legendary antidotes crafted by hand in the old ways.
This dynastic feud, officially ongoing since 2011, was notable for being among the highest mortality rates ever recorded. Nearly 1,000 bureaucrats, managers, and supervisors succumbed to poisoning during the decades-long feud. It wasn't until the recent tragedy at Lady Argyrus's home where her family was exposed to an anticoagulant, resulting in their eventual deaths. As the sole surviving member, Lady Argyrus has chosen to abdicate her dynasty and retire in exile. Per the terms of the feud, all dynastic holdings were to be transferred to her rival, Praetor Darius bin Jakob.
Before a representative of the Confederation, do you renounce all dynastic claims?
I do. I want no more of this.
Praetor bin Jakob, do you accept her offer of surrender?
Of course I do, gladly. I'm so sorry that it has all come to this, but I know we're both glad that it's finally over.
I wish to be granted leave. I have nothing more to say.
That's uncharacteristic of you. I suppose you have plenty of quiet now.
Leave me with my dignity, Darius.
Far too late for all that. But you may go. I accept your exile. And remember, I warned you.
Gottes Jobblichard!
The transfer is recorded. The Argyrus dynasty is dissolved.
With this merger, shipping is expected to be restored between the protectorates of Hyberia and Bordeaux, said Praetor bin Jakob at press conference afterwards.
The resurgence of natural, plant-based poisons is to me not a concern, but a sign of healthy culture. Each generation seeks to distinguish itself with novel toxin, and we are simply seeing the changing of trends with the new god.
I think we're in agreement. The last thing we want is a martyr.
Sorry, just need to confirm. Other than the three of us on record, we have one guest who is exercising their professional right for anonymity.
You have my license number.
Yeah, I got it. Sorry, please continue.
As I was saying, if she dies in the traditional way, she becomes a symbol. That's unacceptable.
So is every moment that she's allowed to continue speaking out. What do you propose?
We allow her to discredit herself. We poison the idea of reform.
Plainly, please.
She is going to commit an unthinkable violent crime in public and then confess.
You're talking about Witch's Whisper.
Scope Halloween. No need for euphemisms.
Exactly that. Our Cobra can deliver the dose in a public setting without any collateral contamination.
I am fully licensed and trained in application and manipulation. Fully legal under the latest accords. She'll come willingly, I promise. At no point will I need to utilize violence or even touch her.
It's critically important that you don't. This has to remain fully within the letter and spirit of the law.
Of course. Once I have her isolated, I'll continue administering doses, along with a few other hypnotic and delirious compounds, while implanting the suggestion. It will take at least 12 hours, but in that time, I can scoop out her head and fill it with whatever you'd like.
Just enough to do the work, thank you. I want enough of her to remain that she knows what we've done.
And this is all above board. You can certify this.
If enacted exactly as discussed, absolutely.
Now, I know this next one is as out of fashion as arsenic, but what can I say? I have a weakness for the good old days.
Okay, testing 1, 2, 3. Okay, are we ready? Am I in frame? Egbert, am I in frame?
Evan, I got it.
And go. Hi, it's McKenna, and this is
the McKenna Dynasty.
Shepard and me have been all across Albion this week on a whirlwind tour, all thanks to our sponsors at Pontis Chemical. And before we take an all-expenses-paid Corinthian across the ice to see the Thousand Nations, which I cannot wait to do, we made a little trip up to Blackpool. Check out who we got to talk to!
Hello.
Da-da-da! It's the man himself!
Variac of Blackpool!
Chemical genius, bodyguard to the elite, the maker of Mitra Datum. And his apprentice son, Mitra.
Yes, hello again.
Hiya, I'm the son.
Mister of Blackpool, your antidotes are found in every dynasty on Earth. Pontis even sent me a packet when I got bean pasted last month.
I know.
Bean paste exposure.
Sorry, what? What is bean paste?
Ricin, Dad. It's ricin.
Oh! Oh, that's cute. I like that.
Your newest range on Mitra Datum now covers the sum total of all known poisons. So I have to know, what are your thoughts on the recent movement to restrict human poisoning?
I couldn't be more in favour of it.
But aren't you worried that it will put you out of business?
Oh, my dear, I would like nothing more than to be useless. I spent my life in pursuit of antidotes because life deserves to continue. This Ulma lass and I are pursuing the same goal. My son here has just begun apprenticing in my laboratory. I think he would much rather decide his own path.
That's very accurate. It's not what I would have chosen.
Right now, we have a responsibility to do everything we can. I could no more ignore that duty than cease breathing. But if it were possible, I would like nothing more than to lay that burden down.
Understandably, the price of Mithridatum has raised sharply, as what little stock remains is likely to be the very last.
Do you, Alma G. Lawrence, the accused, acknowledge the indisputable proof of your actions?
I do. I killed them.
You are thus marked by your own admission as a murderer of fellow humans by the violence of your own hand. This assassination is a crime of historic depravity and inhumanity, witnessed by hundreds. You looked your victims in the eyes and took their lives without any legal standing. This naked violence shakes the foundations of our peaceful society. With the violent stabbings of Theriac and Mithra of Blackpool, you have put us all in further danger, which the punishment must reflect. We will render our judgment shortly.
Although there were witnesses and tape recordings of the violent assault, many of her supporters refused to believe that Ulma G. Lorenz was even capable of such a vile act. But with the direct confession, there's no need for a trial or discovery of any sort. The dynastic council were moved directly to passing sentence, and although it's not been used for nearly a century, the death penalty is still a legal option.
So, we are pleased.
Very. Deft choice of target.
We could not have discredited her more completely.
Give yourself room for improvement.
This does open a whole new avenue for us.
We should be careful not to tip our hand.
Quite right. I don't want to start a trend until we can discover a preventative for this particular position.
You've made that slightly more difficult now.
I have chemists already on it.
Of course you do.
Recent change in the global antidote market, I think it's entirely understandable that we would see an uptick in fatalities. The ecosystem is self-regulating and we will return to equilibrium.
It is regrettable to say the very least. We remain committed to reform, but we are but one dynasty. We cannot move mountains alone.
All very tidy. I appreciate the attention to detail. May we call on you again?
It would be best that we didn't see each other for a while. I have business in the Incan dynasties for a few months, but I will be back this way again.
They weren't my hands. They weren't my hands. This isn't me.
New from Pontus Chemicals, Authentic Witch's Whisper. Available everywhere.
One thing that sticks out always with these other worlds, even the ones that look like maybe they're functioning at least, eventually you see the rot inside. Of course, if you captured a bouquet of signals from here, our Earth, 9 times out of 10 it would add up to something ugly. There's plenty we've trained ourselves not to see. But I keep expecting to hear from someplace better. Maybe that's another data point. Okay, let's add them up. There's the signals, one a day, but time is another problem. I'm not sleeping. I'm not eating. Time is passing, but something's unusual about it. You see what this is, right? It's a puzzle. It's an engineering dilemma. I've been assuming, because this is unprecedented, that it's also unpredictable and unmanageable. That is a faulty assumption. What I should have been looking for is the new rules. What exactly is happening, and what can I do about it? So, we take stock. We add it up. And we figure it out. Together. Stay tuned.
You have been listening to Observable Radio. Tonight's episode, Hollow Ring, was performed by the Ensemble, featuring Phil Van Hest, Suzanne Rofe, Anna Gojeska, Keanu Raubun, Mink Et, Joshua Kelly, Jason Smith, Paul Warren, Chris Straub, Ray Whitty, Cohen Edenfield, Katie Scoveholt, Hector Leal, Zina Gorski, Liam Gregory, Maria Corcobato, Michelle Lilia Tan, Alastair Stewart, and Joseph Faraday. Written by Cameron Sui and Purpurina. Produced by Cameron Sui, Phil Van Hest, and Purpurina. Edited by Cameron Sui. Our theme music is The Backrooms, performed by Mew. Additional music from this episode provided by AGST, Luella Gren, Kikoru, Trevor Kowalski, Tim Kulig, Krisu, Martin Landstrom, Joe E. Lee, and Yanan Mualim. Special thanks to John Grills. If you've enjoyed this show, help other people discover it by telling a friend or giving us a review on Apple Podcasts or the podcast feed of your choice. It really does help. Observable Radio is listener-supported. Thanks to all of our patrons and listeners, including Jeff, Kathleen, James, Rachel, and John. If you'd like to contribute towards our production costs and payment for our voice actors, as well as get access to behind-the-scenes information, extra production material, and an ad-free early release feed of this show, you can do so at patreon.com/observableradio. Full transcripts and more available at observableradio.com. Stick around after the credits for a look at ensemble member Liam Gregory's wittily candid sci-fi audio drama, Centromica Kukurilog Jupiter. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned.
Warning. Corrupted audio logs. Sampling for reconstruction.
Heard the recovery teams having to open the airlock to bulging eyes and ejaculate floating around.
It'll take time to rebuild the network, but I would be fucking lying if I said the thought hadn't crossed my mind.
A third boob.
An automated factory sat on Callisto. My only fleeting companions, fucking drones.
One, I was fucking hammered. B, I swear that fucking thing's eyes were following me around.
Never get separated in a Martian mine. I can't think of a fate worse than that. In a small, cosmically connected way, it's like I'm doing my thing. Because we're in this together. And it would mean a lot to me. So... please. Jupiter out.
Syndromica Kakiri Logs Jupiter is available on all podcast platforms.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.